Great cooking is not for the faint of heart. You must be imaginative, strong-hearted, you must try things that may not work, and you must not let anyone define your limits because of where you come from. Your only limit is your soul. Descending the staircase, you enter a stinking prison cell. At your sudden arrival, its single prisoner turns mad staring eyes upon you and starts to laugh hysterically. You are shocked to see that it is Toadstone the Fool that is imprisoned here. He was caught jester in your father's time, and he's still wearing his same motley costume even now, although it is stained with filth and hangs off his skinny frame. Eventually, the insane cackling subsides.
"Fancy seeing you here,"
he says. And once he started talking, it seems he just can't stop.
"Hey, how much longer? When the rations arrive, we'll open the door, all right?"
"I hear it's another half-ration week."
"Are you kidding me? That's 3 weeks in a row now."
"What are you going to do?"
"I bet those uniforms over there, they don't get half rations."
"Keep your voice down. What's wrong with you?" "Do you know what it's like to leave everything behind? Your home, loved ones, to head deep into the wilds, perhaps never to return?" Senua does, because when darkness speaks, it changes everything.
"On my travels over many years, I've witnessed many things, seen and heard many beliefs, and there's usually some element of truth in each of them. These unfortunate folk seem to be dealing with forces as yet unexplained.
I understand it all now. The true reason for my wrath. I could not stand it. There's always some fool who wants to rule the world, wants to force other people to do the things that they cannot do for themselves. That's why I pray to no one, and no one will ever pray to me.